Hello and welcome to PCB Chat. I'm your host, Mike Buto. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB West, the world's leading trade show for printed circuit design engineering. Visit the website at pcbwest.com for more information on this year's show. Our guest today is Eric Schneider. Eric is founder of Patcher, a new developer of PCB design software for hobbyists and educators. We haven't had many startup companies as guests, so this promises to be a little different from some of our previous chats. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Eric, let's start by a little bit of background. How did you get started in PCB design?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. So I've always been really mystified by hardware growing up. I took a lot of electronics apart, and to my parents' dismay, I didn't really put a lot of them back together appropriately. I built a lot of robots and other hacky electronic devices, and you know, I was really fortunate. I spent much of my curiosities around it developing interactive art and wearable technology. I had an art professor who really pushed me into PCB design and really gave me the knowledge to start exploring electrical engineering on a different level that was really non-traditional, and that became a lot of my life's work is exploring circuitry, kind of understanding new ways of creating around circuitry and experiencing circuitry, and as well as manufacturing it. From all that, I went through and learned Fritzing and KiCad and Eagle, and really got to build a lot of awesome hardware devices through my career in research and development. And that's kind of where I fell in love more and more with PCB design and felt that this is my path.
Did your art professor have any direct experience in board design, or did they just see some sort of connection between what you were doing and some potential in electronics?
So he had a lot of experience in board design. He has a interdisciplinary background in biomedical engineering and art, and he pushed me in that path and helped me kind of figure it out with the backing of him with the traditional electronics background.
Sounds like a pretty exceptional mentor to have.
He's a pretty awesome dude. We've built some really amazing experiences together.
So what kinds of products have you personally designed boards for?
Yeah, that's the exciting thing. The products, they're not on the market right now, but we have several patents from products that we've designed. I work for a company called Chaotic Moon. And I was the hardware guy in their research and development lab. And we built some pretty awesome projects. We built a wheelchair fitness tracker. We had a employee, he was paralyzed and wasn't able to get the same results from a Fitbit. So we built a custom board for that. We also did a Pinewood Derby car that had a PCB on it with tons of sensors on it. So we pulled all these telemetries to figure out how to build a faster car.
Isn't that kind of cheating?
It's definitely. It's not set in the rules that you can't do it. And we just substituted the PCB for the weights. But it was a lot of fun. And my favorite project, one of my favorite projects, was a wearable project that I did the ferric chloride bath with an etched some Velostat circuit boards, and it was a pair of pants that when your zipper was down, you had a text message that told you that your zipper was down and you needed to zip it back up.
Okay, we'll come back to that. So you mentioned a couple different or three different tools, I think, that you have experience on in CAD. So what inspired Patcher?
Yeah, Patcher really came from a need to iterate as fast as possible. In the R&D lab, we had these projects that were coming through weekly, and we really couldn't take the time to learn and understand other tools, and we really needed to fail fast. So Patcher came in, and we realized that our competitor software was really focused towards very technical engineers and hobbyists. And then on the other side, the more hobbyist-focused software was really oversimplified. And we wanted to create a truly powerful tool that hit both hobbyists and engineers. We're not talking AMD-level design yet, but we wanted to create a tool that gave people the opportunity to create exactly what they've imagined. And that's kind of where Pantra was born. We're pretty excited. We released a big update last week, and we have a bunch of awesome new releases coming out in the next several months that'll help give makers, give creators the tool and the tool to create exactly what they've imagined. It's pretty exciting.
So we'll get to some of the capabilities of Pantra in a moment, but I'd like to explore a little bit more about just the genesis of it. How long did it take to write the code?
We like to joke that the code's never done, so we're still writing the code. But we started 2 years ago, and that was just me and another guy, and the team's quickly grown. So we're 2 years in. We have double-sided functionality, and we're just going to be continuing to develop this as it continues to expand and continues to get more complex. So the answer is about 2 years.
How many folks are on your team now?
We have about seven people. Not about seven. We have seven full people.
As I understand it, there's two software versions available, a free or an open source version, and then also a premium version, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Could you go into a little bit of detail insofar as what the capabilities are of each version?
Yeah, for sure. Our core belief is that anyone should have the tools to create what they've imagined. So that free version is exactly our premium version, but everything's open source. So it gives makers without a big budget the opportunity to create and the opportunity to use a really powerful tool. On the premium side, we have the ability to do private parts, discounted manufacturing, and we're expanding with private templates, modules, tutorials, access to beta features, that kind of stuff.
In other words, you're offering some version of an IP block to fellows that want to design their own product, but might want a little bit of a shortcut or a head start.
Exactly. And then I think the best part is one of the best parts is that discounted manufacturing. We've gone out and made relationships with manufacturers across North America that produce a high quality product that's either fully assembled or just boards, and gets it delivered as quickly as possible and at the lowest price.
Right. So tell me how that came about. What was that conversation like when you show up at somebody's door and say, hey, look, I've got this new software tool and I want a partner to provide a source for folks who are using it to buy boards?
So it was a really surprisingly easy conversation. The hardware manufacturing space, the PCB manufacturing space, is hitting a lot of the same disruption that we're experiencing in the PCB design space. And there are a couple of big new players on the block that are trying to build products faster. And in the PCB manufacturing space, it can always be faster. I think 12 days is about the average turnaround time here in the U.S. So it was pretty awesome. These younger companies are just excited to support other people in this space because they see the need for design changes and and industry changes, and everyone's just happy to work together. So we have those traditional manufacturers, and we have a couple of desktop manufacturers that we integrate with as well. And again, it's the same mentality. It's like the more the merrier, let's work together. It's pretty amazing.
Can you share with our listeners who those partners are?
Yeah, so it's MacroFab in Houston. They do full assembly, and they actually have a cool tracking system, so we're able to tell you where your board is in every part of the manufacturing process. And they do everything from runs of a single board up to several thousand boards. And then we have Oshpark up in Portland, which is the traditional maker board manufacturer, three board minimum. No assembly. And then we also integrate with Phantom Tools, who was previously the other mill, and now they're out of New York. And that's a desktop PCB mill that actually has just transformed the way we build here in the office. We're able to design PCBs with Pantra and manufacture it with their mill and have a finished product done in under an hour.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in that regard. And I've seen, a handful of companies, maybe more, popping up that provide that type of service. So it's a great development, I think. especially for folks that are probably the key client for a company like Patcher.
Yeah, exactly. It's the people that really need to push one board out and fail and see how they can fix it and push and try to iterate through the project ideas and don't really have time to wait 12 days for a board. It's really, really exciting at home manufacturing capabilities. And then you don't have to use ferric chloride. And while I believe every engineer should have the experience of etching their own boards, it's not an experience I would wish upon anyone.
Yeah, there's something about that kind of sticks in your veins, and I don't mean that just figuratively.
Oh, no, yeah, it is in my veins.
So you mentioned a couple different freeware design tools that you've used in the past. How is Patcher different?
It's several things. Our big thing is user experience. So what we've gone through and done is looked at the other freeware companies, TCAD, Eagle, Fritzing, EasyEDA, understood their shortcomings, but also understood what they're doing well. And we've taken that and put it together and kind of mashed it together to create what we are calling instinctual software. The learning curve is not a weekend, it's 5 minutes, and sometimes even less. And I think that's our biggest value prop is you really don't need to sit through and go through a bunch of tutorials to use our software. You know, jumping back from that, the time that it takes to actually get to a finished board, we've built in a lot of drag and drop features. We skip schematic design actually altogether. We're just layout. We export to schematics. So all that together has created this system that's automated to really get the user through as quickly as possible. And I think the biggest differentiator for us with our competitors is our community. We are so focused on creating a community around this product that interacts with the product, builds the product, makes the product better, and really expands who we are because of the things people are building with our software.
How does Patcher handle routing? Is it sort of a traditional push and shove type of routing?
It is. We actually are pretty basic right now on routing. We have a really simple routing tool, but we're in development right now, and it should be releasing in the next 2 or 3 weeks some awesome advanced routing features that take from push and shove and a little bit of auto routing and create a new system that has never been seen before by the PCB design and software industry. So we're really, really pumped about some of those features coming out.
Now, can you go into a little bit of detail in terms of how you're handling component outlines and footprints, essentially the library side of the equation?
We are curating the library right now. It will be user-generated soon. We have a component creation tool that we're pretty excited about as well. It's pretty foolproof, and that's where our components will be coming from. The way we're doing it is interesting. Each component is essentially a module that contains everything that is known about that component, as well as data sheets. And when that's placed onto the board, everything else is placed with it on the back end. That's kind of how we're doing that. We're working on actually going through the library and giving a better experience of how the user navigates through the library. Because I think that's a lot of the big downfalls with some of our competitors is actually going through and finding the part you need, everything from generic parts up to more complex specific parts. And that's something that we're tackling right now on the development side.
And how are you being funded?
Yeah, so we're privately funded. We have a couple funding sources, including a grant or two, and we're going to continue going down that route moving into the future. And then hopefully, as we continue to expand, grow through revenue as well.
Ultimately, do you expect that the revenue from sales of the tool would support or fund any continued maintenance updates and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we should be nearing that point pretty soon.
I've got to say, you know, ramping in 2 years from ground zero to having 7 full-time employees, having multiple iterations of the tool out, having plans for a more sophisticated routing capability, that's a pretty quick development cycle, in my opinion.
Yeah, we run fast. And by run fast, I mean we're like constantly sprinting. But we're very fortunate for the developers that we have on staff. We've taken a different approach to CAD as opposed to, I think, a lot of people in the space. We're really focused on, again, that user experience and pulling development techniques from game design and other industries that are doing synonymous interactions of the CAD industry. In doing that, we've been able to really up the speed of development to create a really advanced product.
Looking a few years out, do you foresee the possibility that Patcher could be used in a more commercial type of environment? So something above the one-off lab or educator type of environment, you know, going into something, you know, that would be even more mainstream commercial?
We're really focused on building this product out right now so that it accesses the largest group of people. With that, it's education, makers, hobbyists, DIY. We intend to expand it on into enterprise, and it's something that we're actively working towards now with the product, but we really see us making big waves in enterprise in the next 3 years or so. We don't necessarily have the goals of being as granular as a tool for an IBM or an Intel or an AMD, but we really think that we can be a really attractive tool to the companies on the lower end of the spectrum that aren't necessarily designing for computational products, but everything else.
So you expect that you'll get beyond double-sided boards within the next 3 years?
Yeah, I think we'll be beyond double-sided within the year.
And what about blind or buried vias?
That'll be a feature that we'll be working on, but probably won't be released until this time next year or later. We do vias, but we don't do blind vias.
Got it. Eric, this is an exciting time. I'm glad you guys popped up on my radar, and I'm very glad that you took a moment to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So I want to thank you for joining us on PCB Chat, and best of luck to you and Patcher. For listeners who want to learn more, they can find Patcher at patchr.io. Eric, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Biggest thing is we're running a 3-month free trial right now. Anyone that signs up, we're happy to have you in the platform. And we also are launching something we're calling the Maker Fund. And if you have an idea for a project but don't have the funds to create it, you can apply online. We'll give you $100 to create whatever you want.
And would folks who are interested in that apply through the Patcher website, or is there a separate website set up?
The Patcher website. It's not live right now, but we are putting it live soon.
Thank you, Eric. I want to thank our sponsor, PCB West, the world's leading trade show for printed circuit design engineering. If you'd like to sponsor an upcoming chat, please email us at festewart@upmediagroup.com. This has been Mike Buto for PCB Chat. Have a nice day.